Blog Talk Radio.
Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and we just want to welcome you to Black Power Radio and yet another episode to put right directly in your ear hole, in your manifold. You can bring it in your backdrop, or you want to put it in your laptop, or you can put it in your drop top. You put it in a cell phone, megaphone. You can just drop it like it's hot tonight on Black Power Radio, because we are here celebrating a new episode in the history of Spartanburg, South Carolina. We're here working against the opposition, taking a hard line position against the opposition right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So damn glad you did, and hope that you are enjoying yourself where forever you are, and where wherever you came from, wherever you're going black to. We're right here live on Black Power Radio. And we're glad that you live, because you're right here with us. And we ain't mad. We ain't sad. Damn show. We're glad you got here on the Black Power Radio show. And we're right here rocking right in Spartanburg, where we should be. We ain't watching no TV. We on Black Power Radio tonight. Black Power, Black Power, the strong black military, the actually black, the call for Black Power. And most of you are not used to black in the call. You never position yourself to black a call. But we are here tonight on Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal, and we're rumbling in the jungle. And we got all that staff out there, Dr. Critical Truth Bay out there in Spartanburg. We got us some Beverly Reese Lane out in there, Spartanburg. Man, we got Panther Power right here at Black Power Radio. We got Panther Power, Brother Will, Brother Ron, all of those great ones that you know about, the ones you've talked about, the ones you've been dreaming about, and some of you having nightmares over these Panthers. Did you hear about that, Brother Angelo? Some of them have nightmares over Panthers. Some that they dreamed about, they talked about. Now, Black Power, we're walking that walk, talking that talk. We're in the middle of the rumble in the goddamn jungle right here on Black Power Radio. Oh, you thought we wouldn't make it, but we're right here where you are. Because in him is where the strength lies. Reach our eyes behind the sky. We're here in everlasting love. All you got to do is come to him as you are. We got to thank you, God, just for giving me one more chance to raise a voice and say your praise. We praise him out loud. Oh, we praise him all day. Oh, my. We can't do nothing but say amen tonight. And thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Black Power Radio, for bringing it so you can drive it like it's hot, drive it like it's hot. Right here on Black Power Radio. I ain't even going to hesitate now. I'm going to pick up Brother Shane Gore. He's right out there in L.A., California. And we're in that New Days in Spartanburg, Brother Shango. And we just happy that you tuned in to Black Power. You could have went on your dumb phone, smartphone, Android, paranoid, and your laptop, desktop, and you could have put it in your drop top. But we're right here on Black Power Radio. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir.
And assalamu alaikum.
Oh, yes,
Black
sir.
Power. Black Power. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. May peace be upon you as well. Also, too, you know, I saw the live feed today, where the crew that went down there, man, to the Spartanburg police, and I made some comments there because Brother Israel,
we
was doing a live feed.
And we shook the goddamn
hope. Oh,
man,
yes, sir.
Black
and
man
then,
stand up taking no crack police. It's unheard of history.
Oh, yeah, man.
But we shook the crack police.
Oh, yes, sir.
My mind. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes, sir. And then what it is man, I'm surprised the captain. I'm surprised that captain there didn't have a badge on. And then also, too, I did put it up there, is that when they had transported, you know, our brother to the jail cell, man, he was supposed to put his badge number, man, on the transportation documents. You know what I'm saying?
That goddamn captain didn't have on no badge. He didn't have on no identifiable name. He didn't have no dog tag. Huh? He had no toe tag. This pastor was just out there to win. Told us he going to give us a spot to protest over in the cheap seat, way up them nosebleed motherfuckers. We ain't going up in that shit. We ain't about to go in there. We got to see this guy
sir,
here.
Absolutely.
But our child here. Come on.
Yes, sir. And then, too, man, in the times that I've been arrested, man, you know what I'm saying? They always, you know, will put down there where they transport you to as well, too. And it's supposed to also be on your bus papers as well. So they will have to have a legal record, okay?
I got that Winston somewhere on vacation. He heard them come off that vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And come on down and see what's the matter. His goddamn, his detention, his goddamn offer. We up in there on President's Day.
Yes, sir.
And this bastard got
the
they wouldn't give us due process on the name of the officer that pulled our man off the street and put him in a detention center.
Yeah.
Didn't go up the line of protocol, which was to bring him to the mental health facility as opposed to a detention center.
Yes, sir.
But he hadn't broken the law. And even if he had broken the law, he still got to take him to the mental health facility.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we know the code.
And then also, too.
We ain't never been up there now there in our life, but we know that goddamn code. And don't go to sleep on these guys. He knew the code, too.
No, man.
But he override protocol. He wanted to torture a young black man. Oh, we know how they play their fun and games now. Oh, but we ain't mm-hmm. fun and gaming with these bastards today. We said, is that right, brother?
Yes,
brother Ezra was up there. He know a whole lot about this shit, Brother Shango. Brother Ezra, talk black to us. We know who you are. Black power.
Yes,
freedom
sir.
Of death, black
yes,
community, black honor, black power, all power to the
always.
People, black sovereignty,
always.
And yes, black supremacy. It is that time. Today in Spartanburg, South Carolina, we did the damn thing. We put
mm-hmm.
those colonizers and oppressors, those devils of
yes,
the world, on notice
right.
we have done today.
Yes,
something
sir.
Historic that has never been done. And at the end
yes,
of the
sir.
Day, when we left there today, the last thing that we heard from those devils were shaking in the goddamn boots. One of the devils looked over at the captain. He said, they were organized. And see,
oh, yeah. See, that's
that
the part that he didn't
that
like.
Just know that when you are organized, when you are
yes,
moving in your proper capacity and doing what it is that you are supposed to as a unit, that oppressor fears you.
Yes, sir.
See, they don't
oh,
fear
yeah.
our violence per se. Not to say that they're not afraid
yes.
because they are, but they are more afraid our unity and our organizing over all things. And,
yes,
and
sir. And also, too.
Shows that
and also,
today,
too. Yes, sir, and if I might add, you know, the Minister of Justice, I believe that was her that served the papers when she gave him notice, and also, too, they failed to give that man equal protection under the law, and plus that they denied his mother due process.
Right, and when you push that paper on him, and when you were acting in your correct capacity, that pushing that paper, the
mm-hmm.
pen, as that one devil said, that pen, they fear that pen. They
oh,
fear
yes,
property process. And when they see that we didn't
oh,
come
yes.
to play, when they see,
yes,
see that we are standing on our square, that oppressor
yes,
knows
sir.
that you know, they know that they is done. And,
oh, yeah.
and I'm
yeah,
made
yeah,
to let that oppressor know that today
yes,
they saw the pen. They don't want to see the blades
oh, yes,
we
sir.
Have to come back to Spartanburg.
Yes, sir.
Because
and then, by the way,
I shared that
right. video, man, you know, in about 25 groups, man, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully it'll go viral.
Most definitely. And I would like to give
yes,
a special
sir.
Thing. I want to give a special gratitude to our National Chief Justice, the Minister of Justice, as far as pushing paper, as pushing policy to the oppressor,
yes,
she really did her thing.
Yes,
she really did that thing. And I take my hat off to her because she really put the
oh,
fear.
Indeed. Salute.
She really put the fear in that oppressor today as far as pushing paperwork wise.
Oh,
yes, sir. I was on Facebook for a little bit today viewing the whole thing, but my phone went dead, unfortunately. So I was not able to record the ending results, but the ending
yes.
results ended exactly
yes, sir. And I think Brother
what we wanted. We got it done. We ended up having a meeting with Daffy Duck, Chuck Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And look, that devil was shaking when he had to come up off his vacation
oh, yeah,
and see that the Panther was there waiting on that ass.
Oh, indeed. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely, man.
No,
and I went on and shared it, man, for y'all, man, in about 25 groups, man. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it'll go viral. That is definitely a case of murder of what they did to that man, you know, off the information that I received. And I'm talking about murder in the first degree. It was intent. Plus, it's a conspiracy because even that old House Negro Sergeant right there, you know what I'm saying? And I hate using that term, standing right there with the colonizers, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, well, we can't get that out and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Another thing, too, what I was doing about 20 years ago in a city in California, man, is that not only do you get the badge number, you also want the ID number off of the vehicle that he had transported the brother in, is because, see, he has to sign for that car. So all that information would be on that document, and they are legally required to keep it.
Yeah, that's right. Just right there, big brother. And then I know it's one thing out of the day when nobody's singing no Kumbaya. They say, hey, we're going to give you a song.
Oh, no.
Nosebleed. But we didn't do no nosebleed each day. We were on the front line against this goddamn country.
Yes, sir.
And then there was nobody there and trying to get along.
Yes, sir.
We didn't do the Rodney King shuffle today. You know, because if we were getting along, the goddamn the Black Panther Party would not be up here today. Mm. We came to get the name of this cracker, and we got the name that we're supposed to get out of there and got the respect for the mother and the family. And the mother and the family is having they ever been about this case. And we got a lot more work to do, but I'm here to tell you, we broke the ice today in Spartanburg and said, the hell with this cracker.
Yes, sir.
And we told him we didn't give
a
fuck about
indeed.
Chuck. Hell no.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He came a very cooperative spirit, and that was the thing that we had to work out there, that they had taken the life of this son. And the guy that was right on the seat, my main man, Ty, and he was up there. I bet you he didn't run duck under the house. Welcome to Black Power Radio, brother Ty, the chairman of South Carolina.
Oh,
right here live. And a goddamn thing, Memorex, tonight, we're all live. Black Power. Black Power?
Oh, yes, sir. And then also, always.
Black
and then
Power.
Also, too, about my
Black Power.
Always. And always. And then also, too, if I would like to, you know, put in there for what it's worth, you know, I'm doing a show tomorrow night on Tuesday on Survivor's Black Experience Enhanced. We're going to be talking about that situation in Buffalo where the dude gets up there crying, oh, well, I killed black people. I'm so sorry I didn't do it. And definitely check my page, you know, for the link on it, man. It'll be on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific time zone, 9 p.m. in your time zone, and most definitely get with us. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely
going to be talking
absolutely
about
wonderful,
situation
absolutely wonderful.
Buffalo. Yes, sir. And the number to call
that's
in is 516-418-5996.
Tuesday 9?
Yes, sir.
That's the Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, sir. It'll be at 9 o'clock your
Eastern time.
Yes, time.
Oh, we should have Ty Nitty trying to get up. I don't know if he got his mic on. Let's see if we can get Ty Nitty up to the mic. Black Power, Black Power.
Yes, sir.
The chairman of South Carolina, and he carried us all the way today, all the way. All the way with Ty Nitty.
Yes, sir.
Everybody said Ty Nitty all through the hood, the back alley, dope feed thing. Ty Nitty is a bad man, Black Power. All of my kids, all the big ones and the little ones know that name, Ty Nitty. Talk black to us if you're there, Ty Nitty. Black Power.
Always.
I think you hear it.
Yo,
Black Power.
Hey,
yo. Black
Power. Yeah, I'm in the building. I got a few of my partners with me. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. Hell yeah.
Up in the building.
Hey, man, them country ass crackers, man, they were looking like, where the fuck these niggas come from? They were looking like.
Exactly.
Damn, we didn't know they were serious when they say they was coming up, huh? And then now they know.
Oh, exactly.
They were looking mad shook. They talking about we intimidated them. What the fuck does that mean? What's that big word mean? We can't read it right down here. Intimidation. What they say? Hey, I got a guest that want to speak. Hold on a second.
Hey, how y'all doing? You
yes,
know I'm on the radio.
All right.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
You actually live on Black Power.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
You hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people on there, bro.
I don't care
who on here.
My name is Black Zach, by the way. And I don't want to talk about these people locking me up for no reason. I don't be doing nothing. I just keep going to jail. Can y'all hear me, please?
Yes, sir.
Man, this dude right here, he got locked up for attempted murder. He kind of fucked up right now, kind of laughing and carrying on. They getting a little buzz on, turning up a little bit. But the dude got locked up. Then he got locked up again. Then he got locked up again. Then he got locked up again. And now, this last time when he came out, he had lung cancer. He's 28 years old.
Mm.
He came out of Spartanburg
County.
He was feeling pain in his chest. He said the cell was cold and moist in there all the time, kind of like the environment that you be around when you get tuberculosis. And he said, I always felt a little pain right there, but I didn't know what it was. He had a car wreck. And he was like, fuck that, I'm going to go get checked out. He went and got checked out, thinking that maybe it hurt one of his ribs or something like that. And they checked him.
Yes.
They couldn't find what it was. They kept checking him. He got lung cancer. He He got lung cancer, 28 years old.
Man.
I don't know what the fuck he came into contact with in that jail, but it's a lot of people that die in there. I don't know if they put something in your cell through the vents. I don't know if they put something in your food. I know this right here.
Yep.
There's a lot of radio shit that come on right now, and it's saying stuff about the perms that black women put in their hair, the hair straighteners that gives them ovarian cancer. And it's saying if you ever use this straightener and you came up with ovarian cancer, then you can get this lawsuit. So it's a lot of that going on, and it's a lot of people getting locked up, and they're dying in there. They dying. I can name off a bunch of people that died in there. They either died or they got out of there. So you know, I'm just here to say today, I just put on somebody that just was standing right here next to me, one of my partners. He was like, I want to say something, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
But he ain't never been on the radio, so at the same time, he was kind of laughing, and he over here, you know, smoking his reef and getting fucked up trying to relieve the pain or whatever like that. But that's serious, man, getting locked up back to back to back. Man, he got kids. He's trying to learn how to work on different jobs, like get a trade and just things of that nature right there. Hey, y'all, mute your phones.
Yes, sir.
Mute your phones out. Mute your phones out, please.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, man. You got a lot of people that's been, you know, bamboozled out of land. Let's say, for example, you know how the older people, they worked, they had houses and land and stuff like that right there. They work all their life and pay that land off and pay that house off. They might have a little garden, have a couple of acres, and then they die. The kids get the land and the house. You got white people that's trying to figure out a way to make them lose that. So if somebody go to jail, then they got to put their house up. And you put your house up, you can lose your house from going to jail. And that was one of the ways they try to get you. If you catch a drug charge, they can confiscate your house and say you was using it for a drug hub. They got all kind of different ways to take what you got. But then the best way that they take everything you got, this is what they do. They separate the black man and the black woman. And the best way they can do that is they can lock the man up. That way he can't reproduce. But if he has reproduced already, he won't be around to raise the sons, and then they'll fall into that same little trap or whatever like that. It's a repetitive trap that they got going on around here. It's so bad, man. Like the government, and y'all know because it's going on in your town, they give you food stamps. They give you free housing. That way the woman don't even need a man. They be like, shit, what I need you for? You ain't got no job. Can't get a job. I got a criminal record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't get a good enough job because I got a criminal record. And it's a repetitive cycle. Then the boys grow up without a role model and without a father, so they don't really take good to male authority because they see their mother in charge. They see their grandmother in charge. So then when a white male come around in their police officer, the white male want to know why they don't give in to authority. Well, you don't understand that because you had a father, and he was the head of the household.
Right.
So when he spoke, you gave in to his authority. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? But you can't expect to walk with somebody who's never seen a person in authority, and then especially a person of another color, and expect them to bow down and listen to you when you've been the one that's killing us off with drugs in our community.
Yeah.
You steal a house. You steal a land. You give us criminal records so we can't carry a gun to protect ourselves. We can't have a voice. We can't vote if we got a criminal record. We can't carry a gun. We can't apply for an apartment. We're going to get denied. Where are people going to? They're doing this shit in every part of the country. They're pushing people out of the city, okay, but the outskirts are more expensive. So we can't afford the downtown area. Where are we going to go to? So, like, what are we going to do? So, okay, let's say we did afford a place on the outskirts somehow. How are we going to get to work?
Well, black people,
that's what I'm saying. It's competitive. And what we got to do, man, we got to start using the resources that we do have. If you're working at, let's say you're just working at McDonald's and you got to walk all the way to work, and you got to walk all the way back home, and you're only making $300 a week, that's okay. But how much of that money are you saving? When you get money, are you smoking too much reefer? Are you drinking too much? Yeah, I got habits. I like to get fucked up myself. I got different kind of little habits. I like too much, it's a different thing. But I also got a budget. So people ask me, well, how do you get this, man? How do you get that? I got a budget that I stick by. I might save up for a year to get this. I might save up 2 years to get that. But I'm disciplined enough not to touch that money that's in my budget. So if you come down here, you want to know how I get a car, I'm going to tell you how I get it. I take $500. I take it to the auction. That's a deposit. I use that deposit toward the purchase of my vehicle. If I don't purchase the vehicle, they get that money back.
What?
Easy, $500. That little Beamer y'all see me ride around in, I ain't pay that much for that. That's not no $30,000 car. It looks like it because I cleaned it up. I keep it clean.
man, that car, you know, a little $3,000 car. So you can get the same thing everybody else got. You just got to play the game right, and I can show you how to do that. If you want to get out, if you want to get out Dodge and come down here in the country, it's country, but it's big city country. You know what I'm saying? You get in the same thing you get into in the big cities. You want to come down here and start talking about game banging? That's what you're going to find. You can find it anywhere. You want to go to Florida, talk about game banging? It's going to be a little slower than, let's say, New York, but eventually you're going to find that type of environment. Whatever you do right now in the town that you find the trouble in, and you leave, that trouble going to follow you if you're still thinking the same way. You're still hanging around the same kind of people. You're still making the same dumbass mistakes. You got to change people, places, and things if you want a different result. Change people, places, and things. Man, every day I'm going to tell you something that everybody should be doing. Reading some kind of material, even though it might be a lot. You got to read a magazine, a brochure, something on the internet, a book. Be reading something, putting something in your mind, because that stimulates ideas. It gives you something to say. If somebody just run up on you and just start saying something, you got so much knowledge, you can just, boom, you can just come with something. You know what I'm saying? So if you're in an interview and it's something you don't expect and you got a criminal record or you're not qualified for the job and they ask you something, you come with something, they say, well, you know what, he didn't know exactly what he was talking about, but he's kind of articulate. Let's give him a chance. Somebody else come along, he got a criminal record. Well, he showed up for work every day last week. He got there early and he left late. He's always working overtime, and he's respectful, so I think we're going to keep him. And then that's the way you move up the corporate ladder. Then you got money to fucking invest, and say you just save a certain amount every week, and then you got money to invest in different things. Then it got to be something expensive, like selling cars, but you can do that. You want to buy a car for $1,000 and resell it for $2,000, do that. You want to buy a house, you can buy a house for $20,000, $30,000, fix it up. If you want to get into that kind of money right there, or anything you want to do, you want to come to a different town, buy clothing and take it back to your town. It might be something that costs $20 here. You take it back to your town, they ain't got that there for $20. It costs $100 there. You can sell it for $75. You save them $25 and you can make you $50. You know what I'm saying? So if I hear people talking about they ain't making money, you don't want to. You're lazy and you're not hustling hard enough. You're going to make money. I don't want to hear nobody talking about they can't make money. They got two hands and 2 feet to work. You know, you got some people ain't got number one leg or one hand. They making money. They hustling. You ain't got to always accept the white man's check. Man, the white man always going to try to throw something in. Let me help you with that. And they nicer to you than what the black people are. So you ready to say, all right, yeah, white people, all right. But they ain't all right. But, you know, we have attitudes toward one another. Our women, we might speak to them. They might say, huh, you ain't got enough money. Or, yeah, I got a boyfriend or whatever. You know, have attitudes off the top. Or one of our brothers speak to us. We're like, man, I don't know that nigga. Man, what the fuck that nigga looking at? But then we speak to the white folks. Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, I like your shirt, man. Blah, 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 blah. What's that song you playing right there? Okay, I like that. You know what I'm saying? They treating us better than we treat each other. So how you expect they going to respect us, and we don't know how to respect ourselves. They see us shooting each other, calling our females bitches. So they going to think they can do it, too. They think it's normal. We're going to accept that. Come on, we got to learn how to treat one another first, and then we can say something to them. And then me personally, I like to get in the right playing field before I approach people and say different things. I like to kind of approach it in a soft manner to where I'm going along with the grain of them. And if they're not speaking right, I don't go against what they're saying, so they can call me a nigga or they can do what they want to do and they can be their true colors. I allow a person to be their true colors by not objecting at their opinions or whatever like that. That way I know how it is, and then I can wait until I get them in the right area where I need to get them in, and then I can pop them in. You ain't got to tell a motherfucker you're going to pop him, man. You ain't got to go up to a motherfucker and be like, yo, man, you disrespected our peoples. You killed this dude. You locked this dude up. Man, fuck that, man. We mad about that shit. Approach him like this. Hey, and let them know what they done. And then if they get brolic about it, then just walk away and wait till you can pop one of them. You find out what their name is, who their wife is, who their kids is, where they go to school at, what time they like to jack their fucking dick, what time they like to eat brownies and cookies. You find out every fucking thing about them. Find out if they got a fucking tattoo on their ankle, anything. And you study it like they study you. And study and find out what they like. And then eventually, guess what? Then you can set a trap and you can just pop their motherfucking ass. But you ain't got to take away the element of surprise all the time by being a smart aleck with everybody and running your fucking mouth. Just sit there and let them come off on you and then just say, oh, pardon me, excuse me, and then just walk the fuck away. See, people think that's being a punk. That's not being a punk. That's knowing your place and playing your position. Sometimes to win the war, you got to lose the battle at that time and just walk the fuck away. That way you live. Now, I know a lot of people kill you right down the spot. Then where they going to be at? Like Jay-Z say, if you hate now, you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. If a motherfucker do something to you and you get mad right there on the spot, I'm going to fuck your bitch because you're going to be in jail. Your best friend going to fuck your bitch. Huh? Pay attention to what you're doing. Open your eyes up, man. I done had people tell me the other day talking about, let's talk about the abortion bill. They talking about the abortion bill affects everybody, blacks, whites, everybody. Yes, it does. But you know why they did the abortion bill? They did that because they want the whites to stop having abortions. You know why? White people can't reproduce as fast as we can. So minorities and blacks together outnumber white people, so they want their race back. Like that politician said when they did the abortion ban, now we can have our white race back. Man, don't you know somebody told me tomorrow, they don't want to kill us off. What the fuck you think they doing every day shooting people? They shot the person's neighbor. They told me they ain't trying to kill black people. Then why they shoot a man over a dog then? They sent the dog in to attack a man that's mentally altered and expect that the man ain't going to try to get the dog off of him. They threw tear gas in that first, Darius Holcomb. They threw tear gas in that owner, and then they sent a dog in that owner. When he tried to get the dog off of him, they said he was attacking a officer and shot him five times. Why couldn't they have shot him in the leg? Or shot him in the arm and then, you know, subdued him. Okay, what about Lavelle Lane? He walking down the road, no weapon, no nothing. Everybody has knowledge that this man is schizophrenic. Y'all going to shoot him up with something that you're supposed to shoot him up with every 3 months, but you're going to give him quadruple the dose? Come on, man. And then shoot him up again with the same thing, then tase him. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't trying to kill people. So they don't shoot people and say he pulled out a gun when he really had a cell phone. They don't do shit to people and say he committed suicide. They don't say people committed suicide in jail, bro. Come on, man, they trying to kill us. But people, that's what hurt my feeling when people say they're not trying to kill us. Oh, I'm friends with white folks. Oh, my best friend is white. Oh, they did this. They help us get a house. Yeah, they gonna help you. They got trillions of dollars. We ain't got nothing but thousands. When a nigga get $1,000, they gonna go on a video and show that $1,000. You looking stupid showing your $1,000 in your new shoes and shit. The crackers that got money, they're walking around in some regular shoes that are dirty, a pair of pants on with a hole in it, and an old T-shirt. But I bet they got a nice house, though. Niggas get some money, tax money. Oh, let me go buy me a new car and buy me something nice, a German car. That shit going to tear up. It ain't worth no money. It's not appreciating the value. Buy you some land. Buy you a house. Buy you an old house and fix it up. That's all I'm saying. Think. It's simple, just stop trying to impress each other and disrespect each other and be the best and be the first one to have this and be the big dog and just bow down and let people around you be great. Let them be the big dog and just do what you're supposed to be doing. Not having too much pride, man. We gotta step it up, man. We dying, bro. We dying right now. Just do what you're supposed to be doing. Everybody just step it up another notch. Find out what you can do on your level and your town and your situation and your home. Find out that little extra mile you can go and discipline yourself and get you a budget. If you're making $500 a week, write down everything that you're doing with that $500 when you get your paycheck, and then look at it. Write it into a pie and look at it, and then you'll see where your money going. You spending too much on eating out? Are you putting too much gas in your car? Maybe you can walk to the store one day. Are you spending too much on weed, or you got some kind of other habit? How much are you saving? You saving 25% of your money? 30%, are you able to do that? Get you a budget, discipline yourself, stick by it. Start building your credit, read books every day, and respect your fellow man. If I see a woman right now, treat that woman just like they my mama. You see me opening up doors, they might disrespect me. Guess what I'm going to still do? Open up the door for them. Now, they ain't going to cross the line now, too far now, but I treat them like they my mama, my daughter, or my sister. Every man, I treat them like they my daddy, my brother, or my son. And that's how you treat the black man. And then when other races see we respect each other like that, then they start to respect us. Because they're scared of our unity. They're scared of us to stick together. And they always want to entice us with bling bling and, yeah, these fancy shoes that cost $200. Man, we ain't got $200 for shoes right now. Put that $200 up, put it towards some land or something. Do that 40 times in a year. Hey, Black That's Power, right, man. Yeah. Somebody need to mute their radio, but I ain't going to talk y'all still. I get somebody else a chance to talk, bro.
In the background. We out here, man. It's Fatherberg. We on the rumble, man, in the middle of the jungle. We got our honorable Dr. Tupac, who made the sacrifice today.
Hey, mute your phone. You can have discipline. Mute your phone. That's simple. Everybody right now, might be me. Might be my phone.
But she
everybody look down and mute your phone. That's simple.
There. I hope y'all can hear me. Can you all hear me on the air? Can you hear me online? Black Power, Black Power. You can hear me? Okay. Dr. Truth Babe, made it to Spartanburg today. We're so proud of our beloved sister to make it across the country. Don't make nothing too far for you. Use your self-determination to get there and realize and feel where you need to be at and goddamn it, be there or be goddamn it square. And we just proud to welcome her to Black Power Radio because she's doing a whole lot. And before too long, she's going to be doing a whole lot more. And we thank you, Dr. Critical Truth Babe, for bringing your critique and bringing your spirit for justice. And this is the best justice since Thurgood. Nobody's done this kind of work since Thurgood Marshall. And she's the best ever. She'll smoke that little something that biting the pointer down there with that salt and pepper justice downtown. She will smoke her. She can't hold Dr. Truth Babe's jock strap, and she can't tie her motherfucking shoelace. I'm just telling you, that's nothing you got, Danny Johnson. But this is something we got right here. And I want to welcome the Honorable Dr. Critical Truth Babe to the airways here, our National Minister of Justice.
Hey, Outbar.
Power to the people. Power to the people.
Hey, too many people in the room with their phone on speakerphone. That's why it's echoing like that. If you got more than one phone on speakerphone or too many people close together that's on the radio, that's what make it do like that.
Power to the people. Blessings to you, family, and we are calling live from Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's right, the West Side meets the East Side. So today was a very powerful day, demonstrating in front of Spartanburg Detention Center, where our beloved Lavelle Nigel Lane lost his life on October 3rd. It was powerful to the fact where we had made a statement to the detention center and then made our way to the county office, the sheriff's office in Spartanburg. And we encountered and spoke to Chuck Wrongwright himself, in which he had to write in person on paper the promissory note of him finding out everything he needs to find out concerning the death of Lavelle Lane under his care. So what we found out today, Black family, was very interesting. The city and the county of Spartanburg does not have written policy at all for the public to know how their police is treating them. So, Black family, if you're in South Carolina, I need you to listen up. The reason why they're able to kill us without accountability is because there's no one there to hold them accountable when it happens. Now, what Beverly and Andy, Andrea, the Reese Lane family, came out today to send a clear message that you're not going to kill our loved one without accountability. And I can say right now that we are so very proud of this family. Like many of us who lost the loved one through the tragic racial epitome that this country has given us since day one, that on February 20th, 2023, that the body that they snatched from Lavelle Lane, his spirit, was stronger than ever. One thing we want to make clear, City of Spartanburg and any other city in South Carolina, which we'll run down a couple of them, that we are going to have a specific request and demand of organizational skills amongst these race soldiers. Now, Spartanburg Sheriff is run by a gentleman named Charles Wright. And he, like any other race soldier there, was born and raised in Spartanburg. And he's the one that's investigating the case concerning Lavelle Lane. under something called SLED, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. They are also the ones responsible for the videotape that covered our dear Lavelle Lane murder inside their walls. Now it's day 140, 140 days that a loved one does not know how their son died under the hands of Spartanburg Sheriff's Detention Center and their staff. No accountability, no answers. So Greg Satterfield is the captain of that ship under Charles Wrongright. And what this guy with his dry-looking face, dry as ever, pale face, bald, 5 feet worth of nothing, came out with his cryptic tattoos of white supremacy and got arrogant and rolled his eyes a couple of times when we showed up and asked him, what is your written policy on how you're supposed to treat your detainee? And this man had the audacity, or the caucasity, as we should say, to state that he has none, and it's only for private use, not for the public. So, Black family, on record, what I want to let you know is that we have exposed the state of South Carolina as being one of the states that will kill a Black man and get away with it. Until today, what we're requesting from Spartanburg Sheriff and the Detention Center is in 30 days, we request the policies and procedures of how you detain anyone. We also would like the mental health records of your officers to be made public, along with their first name and badge number. Now, did you know, Black family, what we also found out today was that when we asked for the badge number of Evangelista, and if you don't know, Black family, Evangelista is one of the sheriffs that kidnapped our brother Lavelle Lane while he was walking down the road minding his own business on October 2nd. Unfortunately, the report concerning Lavelle's death only has the arresting officer as Evangelista, which is his last name. So Beverly Reese asked the detained, what is Evangelista's first name and badge number, since he's the officer that is responsible for bringing my son in and killing him 5 hours later? And you know what they said, Spartanburg Sheriff Center, the headquarters of Truck Wrongright? They told us that we have to fill out a Freedom of Information Act form of complaint in order to find out this race soldier's first name and badge number. Did you hear what I said, Black family? I want to repeat it one more time. They stated in order for us to find the names of these race soldiers who are kidnapping our loved ones through routine traffic stops, does not have to identify their first name or their badge number, employee number, whatever you would like to call it. That is their law enforcement slave catcher number. And they said that several times. So this tells us, Black family, that we have to come out in droves. We have to attend the next city and county council and address the law enforcement agency and your councilman or your board of commissioners as to why the race soldiers that are policing our communities state that they don't have to identify themselves, but they can kill our sons and daughters without merit, without accountability. So I tell you, Black family, today history was made. History was made where Black history concerning exposing these race soldiers for who they really are has been made today. So I want us to follow suit wherever you are, and find out in your area what are the state codes that the law enforcement in your state have to follow. Because we found out today South Carolina doesn't have any, according to Gary Scatterbrain, as well as J.C. Bush, his captain. You must name the oppressor by name. You must document their oppression. Because I tell you, Black family, today is a day of joyous proportions. Our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, our chief of staff, Azrael Lapone. Then we have our comrade, Will, and Ronnie Bowens from New York, as well as our state chief of staff, Mr. Ty Nitti. Oh, they showed up and showed out for this family. It's something of greatness that we must continue to support. But where were my other comrades? Where were the other organizations? Where was the Racial Justice Network who just lost Darius Holcomb? That lies to be the question, Black family. You see, there are strength in numbers, and we must start building our army and showing up where it needs to be. Because dialogue, Black family, is also causing of our death when there's no action behind it. Today, Black history was made, and we must go forth. We're having written accountability from every state that contains a Black body. It is our responsibility to step forth and be good stewardess of the information that God requires us to have to save our children. We must do our due diligence to study and to learn and to read and to know that it's not by intelligence, Black family, that we are going to win this war of racism. It is wisdom that is going to set forth when we cannot comprehend. You say, Most High, you pray to the Father, you pray to God, you pray to Yahweh, you say, give me the wisdom, Father, so we can win this war. And that's what we need at the table, Black family. We have only 8 days left in this month, the month of Black history, as the nation loves to celebrate year after year. Thank you, America, for the 28 days that you give us, which is the shortest month of the year. So while we built this country, our ancestors, they blood, sweat, and tears, and yet we have nothing to show for it, will only be our demise. But I'd like to know, Black family, for my brothers on the line, what will be our goal to accomplish self-determination? That's the question of the hour. I'd love to hear from the public, what is your opinion on self-determination, and how do we achieve it?
Well, all right. We've got some 737-737 is live tonight on Black Power Radio. 737-703, you're live, and you can talk Black to our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Health, who is right, Black, in Spartanburg, South Carolina, via Los Angeles, California. But we're happy to have you call up, and you can talk Black to us, 737.
Black Power National, Chairman Akbar, Black. All praises be to Black Allah.
That's Mr. Muhammad.
This is Wesley Griffin, Wesley Muhammad.
Texas.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead,
Austin, Texas.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black
Austin,
Power,
Texas, y'all. Black Power. Reasons
first of all, I'd like
right
to give a salute to all the soldiers that put boots on ground to defend and to serve our people down in North Carolina. Salute to all of you. Second of all, I was listening to the young man that was
South
speaking
Carolina
earlier. South Carolina. I correct myself. South Carolina. I was speaking to the young man earlier, and I was listening to how he was saying being proactive. And I think that we have to approach our youth and our community with social communication and social communication and social relationships. I think we have a hard time communicating with each other as a people in the community and expressing our needs and expressing some of the things that we go through. We always think people are being nosy and people are always in our business. I think we have to be more accountable for each other as a people on a national level. I just kind of wanted to speak on that, you know, what the brother was saying with that issue there. I don't really have too much to say. Just kind of want to sit back and listen. I'm always happy to have the opportunity to speak. And so once again, just want to give blessing to the people and everybody that came down to the South Carolina to serve the people. All praise be to Allah. Thank you, Honorable Chairman, for the things that you are doing for the people and for the community. Black power.
Thank you, brother.
Black power, brother.
Staff, Muhammad, black power, black power. And I don't know if he was able to catch that question. She had a question for you right there, Muhammad. I don't know if she caught it or not. Yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't get it. What was the question?
Yes, brother. The question was, what does it look like for self-determination to really be achieved? One thing you did mention is that, yeah, we have a hard time communicating with each other. Now, do we continue to allow that to happen, or do we do something about it?
No, ma'am. I think what it takes for that is just to analyze self and where we're going as an individual and our purpose. You know, that's another thing. We got to understand our divine purpose, you know, until we get on our purpose, because all our provisions are providing our purpose. And I think that's one of the things that Satan suffocates us as a people, is he suffocates our purpose. And we find ourselves falling short in society. We find ourselves struggling with our bills and different things that we deal with every day, because once again, God has set a specific plan for our lives, and we get off course and we miss out on things because we're not in line with Allah. And then we notice as soon as we line up with Allah, everything is in front of us. And so I think, first of all, we just have to find our spiritual altitude within Allah and within ourselves and get aligned with our purpose. And then once we are there, I think all our provisions are inside that, my dear sister. That would be my approach. Black power?
Black power. Appreciate that answer. Now, Curly, where
yes,
you from, and any learning institutions that you're planning on building in your area to start that process?
Well, we're in Austin, Texas, and our aim here as a part of the New Black Panther Party down here in Austin, Texas, is that we're trying to open up boarding homes. And the brother was talking about the recidivism rate and up there where he's at, and people in and out of the institution, and when they get out, they have to start over, and et cetera, et cetera. I think that if we as a people, once again as a people, begin to have boarding home, and we use the underground railroad theory, if it's hard mm-hmm. where you at and it's easy for me, you know, we should be able to relieve some of that stress to where you can get yourself in a financial situation, to where you can either exit your family out of that situation, or you can go back in and build a greater future for your people. I think we have to unite all around the world, and we have to use that underground railroad. Like people drive 18-wheelers, they're driving out of state and out of town all the time and making money. It has to be the same way. Sometimes my brothers need to leave a place of destitute and come to a situation that's more prosperity. You got your soldiers up there. We are brothers. I'm my brother keeper because my brother keeps me. And so you come up here, you get yourself established, because Austin has a great economy. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the United States with the best economy. And so mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about what the brother said. I said to myself, if the brother was to come up here, they got so many jobs, you can't even make the brothers and sisters up here work. And so that's my approach to that, sister. I definitely think we need to use that underground railroad theory, and we have to each one reach one, and we just have to go from state to state until we can all get in position. But that's my look on it, Queen.
Okay. And what's your take? I'm glad you say you're from Austin, Texas. Shout out
yes,
to
ma'am.
Our people in Austin. That's what's up. That's what's up. They're having a Southwest, South by Southwest event March 17th there. Are you aware?
Right. Yes, ma'am. I'm aware of that.
All
yes,
right, well,
and that's another outlet that we could use for our
yeah.
team, not to cut you off, Queen, is those South by South, ACL, and different events that we have in different states and different places. Once again, word of mouth is the best message. And so we can, you know, just like TV has subliminal messages, I think we can have that in our music and our speeches you know, get across to where we understand as a people what we're talking about, where we're going. So definitely need to use every outlet we can to liberate our people. Black power.
Black power. Black power. And what's your opinion about Kirk Watson down there? What kind of job is he doing?
Don't really hear much about him. Just kind of closely look at what we're doing in the community for our people. You know, I'm with that Go Ye Amongst the Children of Israel first. And so I think if we continue with that theory, then we won't have time to be focused on nobody else's situation, circumstances. You know, we have so much problems and so much concerns of what being done and what's not being done amongst our own leaders. So we have to correct ourselves before we go in and correct anyone else. Sister, I don't focus unless it indirectly involves our people or directly involves our people. Other than that, that concern is not mine.
Okay, well, I beg to differ, Brother Maurice, because Kurt Watson is the mayor of Austin, and he actually determines how we live. And what
I
like for you to do, power to the people. I would like for you to do is to attend the next city council of Austin and find out what they're doing and money they're pouring in your block, in your neighborhood. And come back on Power Radio and tell us how that's going. We'll support you and the work that you're doing there. So we thank you for trying to create institutions for our youth. Power to the people, Black Power.
Our power to the people, Queen. Black Power, Queen.
Black Power, all Black Power. We certainly thank you all, Black Power. But we at Black SU, we got Kangor. Kangor is back there in Los Angeles region. And he's giving announcements on what he's doing, and he's giving us good, strong guidance on Black Panther work and whatnot right here. So Black Power is a Kangor. Is he back?
Black Power?
He's not back. We got Brother Ezra L right here. He's going to rock that goddamn mic. Yeah,
Black Power, sir.
Well, at this point, today was a very historic moment, what we were able to accomplish today. So in the coming days, the coming weeks, in the coming months, we plan to really get back with Spartanburg as far as... and the lack of their action. It's important to note here the lack of their action. They hold no transparency, no accountability at all or whatsoever, which is very, that puts us in a position and a posture of intolerance, not tolerate these sort of things from these so-called law enforcement agencies and these so-called officers. I call them policy enforcers due to the fact that originally, and this is where I encourage you to do the research yourself, that these are not even officially and actually police officers. The office of what we call the police officer stops during the 1930s. What we have today is policy enforcers with a monopoly of abuse, with a monopoly of murder, and with a reputation of being non-compliant and non-transparent. Moving forward, 2022, 2023, and so on, this type of situation, these types of behaviors, will no longer be tolerated by our people, by our organization, by the revolution in general. I have a wide network of those who also agree with the actions that we put down. So look for more of the actions that we upheld and were able to achieve today. Today was just the start. Today was just the spark. That spark is going to truly cause an inferno And if we have, when we go state to state, city to city, town to town, hey, we're holding all of these clowns accountable for their actions. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
That's what a strong black military. We can actually black that goddamn call today. We told that chief and all
sure
of
did.
Those under that network, we were not going to sit in no nosebleeding seat. We're not going to get no motherfucking box. We wasn't going to the hole. We came here to get the name of this goddamn officer and to get respect for this family. And we've come for all of the above and to put in new government and all of the things incorporated in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And hell no. We will not take hell no as no motherfucking answer. We're no decent, respectable people. We don't accept hell no to the no, no, no. We got them saying hell no to the no, no, no. You got to know how to do
hell
this work.
Hell no, no, no.
Black power. Hell no to the no. We would not take no for an answer, right?
No.
No is an unacceptable excuse. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah.
Well, one thing for sure. Yeah, one thing for sure. We want to put more pressure on this local governance that I tell you is going to change things for all of us. But we have to be proactive, Black family. That's all we're saying. We got to be proactive and come together and make this happen. Power to the people.
All power to the people.
Okay, let me step that. Who else online? Admit it back over there. Who's up? Y'all can step to that mic. Yeah, ain't nobody mic broke. That's for sure. Yeah.
But one of the most beautiful statements today was made by the actual oppressor. Now, one of the most beautiful statements was made by the oppressor today. Before we left, that oppressor looked at us and said, they are organized. See, though they fear us in all shapes, forms, and fashions, they fear our violence, they fear our wrath, but the most important thing that they fear the most is the love of family. That's why they attack the black family dynamic. But most of all, they fear our unity. As long as we stand in unity, in solidarity, it doesn't matter whether you're a Moor. It doesn't matter whether you're a American descendant of slaves. It doesn't matter if you're a Pan-Africanist. It doesn't matter if you're just a nationalist. It doesn't matter if you're an NOI or a Muslim or Christian. We have to stand in perfect solidarity. And we take care of those that behind closed doors. Never let this oppressor see. Never let this colonizer see that you are in a disagreement. When we stand before this devil, we come unified or we don't come at all. Black power?
Black power. Black power. Is Nitty over there with him? Who's over there?
Frank Nitty over there?
God. Go ahead, Ty. Oh yeah, Black Light. Oh my man, Black Lightning, and we have left my man off the line tonight. Oh, we don't sleep. Forgive us, brother. We sure were meant to click you much earlier than that. But we got us some Black Lightning on the line. We gonna light this shit up like it's supposed to be fucking lit. Come on, Black Lightning. Where you at, big brother?
Black Power.
Black Power. Go ahead,
Black Power.
Black power.
What a strong, unified front. Yes, sir. Black power. Yeah. And all to, if you want peace, you have to prepare for war.
Go ahead.
You know? And like Malcolm said, don't take the knife 6 inches out when it's 9 inches in and say we're doing better. Take it all the way out and let it heal. So that's what we're going to get done. Black power. Wow. surprised me with the A-team showing up. Black Power Sister, Honorable Justice, Truth Bay.
All right. What's up, Mr. Lightning? How's education?
Yeah, you surprised me. We were in an airplane. Well, Black Power. I know one thing. I've been thinking about Jackson, Mississippi, should be another stop. You know, another stop, Jackson, Mississippi, and see if we can get some of this racist bill overturned. You know. Well, at least use
yes,
it in
well,
our...
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. What's happening with that, it has to pass the Senate. It read through the House of Representatives. So we'll see what the next, and we'll keep you updated on Black Power Radio, the date of the Senate hearings, if they didn't do it already. So we'll keep an eye out on that. But HB 1020, as we mentioned in the last couple of weeks, the bill to create their own all-white justice system, prosecutors, judges, probation officers, you name it. That's what's on the table in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. So our question to us is, what's happening with our politicians there? What's going on? So they need to come to the table and make a decision on how this even passed to begin with. Anti-Black hate crime bill, that's exactly what we want to work on. And also mm-hmm. power to the people in that.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Power to the people on that, for sure. We need a hate crime bill that's for us, you know? So they can't act as though foreigners and everybody else can come in here and get treated with kit gloves and love and care, and we still get none. So we got to fight for ours. So I was saying that should be another stand point, Jackson, and the injustice that was done down there in Laurel, Mississippi. The brother being killed down there. So I'm just saying that it kind of all ties together with their racist white supremacist ideologies. Whereas I think Trump wouldn't open it up. He gave him all carte blanche or whatever you want to say. He opened it up. Whereas they feel like okay, they protected by the government to go ahead and raise their rebel Confederate flags and spew their hate spiel. So that's why we need an anti-black crime hate bill, you know, to protect us from that. And just as many times as they keep saying, hold their ground, and we're unarmed, and they can say, hold their ground, so can we. We have the right to hold our ground as well. We have a right to whatever they want. We got it, too. And so, but they don't want to do it like that. They want to have their cake and eat it too. No, have their cake and make sure that we don't get a bite or two, you know. And so I'm just saying, justice to Lavelle for Lavelle. That was real strong. Come out there and they should have been gave the officer's badge and full name up to the family at least. They should have been gave that information up. That's the information
yeah,
they get on.
You're
supposed to give away right away on even a traffic stop. They give that information up, you know. So,
well, that just shows you that they want to continue to cover up their murderous ways, and mm-hmm. it's just a matter of time that they have to expose, because it's 5 hours worth of videotape that they still, 140 days later, have not produced. And as we see with the Tyre Nichols case, that's not the case. It's 20 days they took to release the footage of the unfortunate demise of Tyre Nichols. As we continue, it has to be transparency moving forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they're down in the city, so they got cameras everywhere, but they got these little corn corn stops where the brother was found in the hog pen, you know, decapitated, you know, whereas they ain't got the regular traffic hit, what do you call it, the cameras above, you know. And then they got the crooked politician right out there with them, helping them do the deed. So I'm just saying that we the people, I'm sure we've had enough, and we the people can't just sit idly by anymore and watch. So it's time to take a stance. Black power. Oh, and make sure all our comrades get fed and what do you call it, and get some gas and get some bus fares and everything back in the NBPP at $77Bakers at $77Bakers. We got comrades coming from everywhere on the buses, trains, planes, and the cars to make sure that justice is given to our people. So we got to make sure that we can get there. So, well, we're one comrade behind because of a deer in the headlights. But we're trying to make up for that by getting a bus, so that a bus for all of us, and that'll solve that. And that'll be $77Bakers, that's B-A-K-E-R-S, Bakers, 77Bakers, so that we can get this bus for us, hashtag bus for us. That would solve a lot. All right, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Bullitt County. Bullitt County. Yeah, we talked to the National Chief of Staff here, but putting us something together, showing up, like some headquarters, et cetera, like that, up and down, upside down in Georgia. But we, you know, Black Panther Party, they're going to continue to shower resources down on us. The almighty divine power to bless us. We went in today and broke the ice, and I'm recommending that you break the ice. Well, you know these townships against you. You know they've been beating up, injuring, and killing people around in your suburbs of Georgia. And we're talking Atlanta. We're talking Augusta. And, oh, man, we're talking Birmingham and places been abusing our people in Columbia, South Carolina. And, oh, we know something about the horror stories of Mississippi. In fact, we're heading to one now, trying to manage what happened to our brother. Is it Rasheem Carter was executed, beaten, and then head separated from his body. His penis was taken off. And then they discarded his remains in a pig pen, and the police refused to investigate the matter, and the family had to go out on their own search. And found him before the police found him. The family found the young man decapitated. And we're supposed to lay down and take this when they hit you, right? And then they turn you on the other cheek and hit you with no grease. We ain't accepting that shit. The Black Panther Party is not afraid of these goddamn crackers. We are going in to Mississippi and check these bastards to make a difference. So you sit at home and watch your Facebook and television, tell live vision, and let them keep telling you lies. We're going to tell you the truth. We don't give a damn about no cracker name Uncle Sam. That's just straight up the truth. And we got somebody here online that needed to talk. I don't know if it was Brother Shangori or Ty Nitty or somebody was trying to speak. Is that Dr. Truth you trying to speak? Who was that trying to speak?
Power to the people.
Oh,
I was just mentioning for...
You get the Minister of Justice and Shangori. Two L.A. people at the same time. Look at that. So anyhow, one of them, which one of y'all?
Right on. Go ahead,
Brother
Shangori.
No, let's
Power to the people.
Yes, ma'am.
Like,
okay.
And
thank you.
Here. Come on. Go for it, your Minister of Justice.
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
Always. Okay, let the sister speak first, and then I'll come on after her.
All right, thank you, brother. I was just mentioning Shaky Mom was Rasheem Rahel Carter, who was killed, I believe, back in October as well. And as he was found murdered, the people who are responsible, his employees, were not brought to justice or not even mentioned. So no charges were filed based on his death. And this is one thing where, see, Taylorsville, where this happened in Mississippi, Officer Brad White and Jewel Holston, the Smith County Sheriff's Department, they still have not done anything as far as bringing charges on his so-called white employee. So Georgia-Pacific, basically Stephen L. Clemens, Rashim on December 1st, he told his mother on the phone while he was at the Family Dollar store that if anything happens to him, that his boss, Stephen Clemens, did it. And this crucial piece of evidence was not investigated or covered up as we speak. So this is the question we have for Taylorsville. What is their procedure as well as Spartanburg when it comes to the death of our black bodies? Where is the written policy? And that is what we are going to demand, black family, nationwide. Because the days of the race soldier continually using the black codes on us to this day, we have our due diligence to make sure that that is abolished. And we request to be protected classes as reparations. And if you're not following it, March 3rd and 4th in Sacramento will be the next reparations hearing in person. And we want as many people to be out there to speak on their piece. And we also spoke about the other day how to find out your lineage. It is very important, black family, that we look into our ancestry in trying to find out our origin. An ancestry DNA, which is a $99 kit, you purchase that and you start submitting your sample to start the process. This is very important, black family, because reparations is a very, not only a hot topic, but it is a foreseeable execution sooner than later. And you want to be qualified for reparations just by tracing who you are. So if you know your family history, and if you need assistance with that, we also have a hotline. You can call us at 1-866-548-0521. That's 1-866-548-0521. And we will assist you in starting that process and ultimately receiving reparations once you qualify. So keep your eyes on Sacramento, March 3rd and 4th, where we have our honorary chairman as well, Bishop Williams, who was on Black Power Radio a couple weeks ago. And he actually was a runaway slave. And he's wanting to get reparations for our people for the last 50 years. Very powerful, powerful man, 88 years old. And so if he's fighting for reparations, then we need to do our due diligence to support and do the same. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining us on Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, where we bring you the most informative news around the world where you won't find anywhere else. This is straight up blueprints all day. And so we thank you for joining us every Sunday and Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you'd like to show your support to the work that we do, please just Cash App 77 Bakers. That's 77 BAKERS. And this will actually keep our troops on the ground floor. And as our Minister of Defense mentioned, bus for us. Definitely put your donations as well as your support on the ground and fight for legislation. That's the name of the game, black people. And this is what we want to accomplish for 2023. So with that being said, Brother Shangor, thank you so much for joining us. And the floor is yours. Power to you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm reading here. Okay, I'm reading here on page 179 of the Panthers Black Cat by Reginald Major. Official sanction for panther hunting comes down right from the top. Congressional Internal Security Committees have found the black militant orientation to be dangerous to the country. J. Edgar Hoover, who was a cross-dresser, as we all know himself, has stated on repeated occasions that black nationalist groups, the Panthers in particular, constitute a serious threat to internal security. with such a GOSP backing, all that is necessary is that citizens, police, National Guardmen, or anyone interested in the suppression of the subversion identify a Panther, discover a Panther plot, and act patriotically. Bad niggas are un-American, and Panther watching has become a favorite sport. Now, this here was said over 55 years ago, okay? And I will sit up here and yes, sir, and I will debate with any of these brain-dead-ass SOBs, you know what I'm saying, and they're welcome to give us a call tomorrow night. And number once again is 516-418-5996. Now, it seems to me what happened to this young man down in South Carolina that the Vice President of the United States will step up. She has a law degree. She used to be the Attorney General of the state of California. She used to be the district attorney of San Francisco County. Now, where is she at? Okay, so therefore, these black politicians like Warnock or Tim Scott and what have you and all these black Trump supporters, man, they're up out of their mind, man. You know what I'm saying? They went up here and murdered this woman, so, and they're not being held accountability. And then I want to ask the Minister of Justice, is there any way that that officer could be placed under a citizen's arrest? Straight out. I'm making a point.
I think she's still there. Yeah. Dr. Minister of Justice. Dr. Critical Truth Bay, are you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Come back to the mic. You made a wrong with your point. We'll try to get her back.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay, so the point being is, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate the work, you know, that what you all are doing and what have you. And then on top of it as well, too, now supposedly with this here being President's Day, and I'm being sarcastic, you know what I'm saying, because we know it's not going to happen, that you would figure that old Kamala Harris, you know what I'm saying, would be one of the first ones to come down there with her law degree, her status and position to go down there and place that SOB. Yeah, Kamala Harris, yeah, and go place that SOB up under a citizen's arrest for murder in the first degree of what they did, you know, to Mr. LaBelle. You see what I'm saying? And then all them other ones there who was preventing their progress from being done, them is co-conspirators right there as far as I'm concerned. Somebody tell me, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. No, you're right, brother. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the mic. Black Power.
Black Power?
Always. Always.
He had a,
so therefore,
a question
see,
for you. He did have a question for you. Dr. Truth Bay is back, Brother Shanga.
Oh, okay. Yes, brother. I'm sorry. I missed that. What's your question?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yeah, because I put it out there, could that individual, you know, that killed that young man, could he be placed under a citizen's arrest for murder in the first degree?
Oh, Christian Evangelista?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. Not only have they violated the rights of LaVell Lane's family and LaVell himself, but they have proven today that they don't have any written policy on how they're supposed to treat them. So basically they're saying to us, and this is why I want the citizens of Spartanburg to listen up very carefully, because right now what they're telling us is that we can kill you without accountability, which is why they have delayed the video for 140 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when we, today, the question was specifically to the captain and Chuck Wright himself, why was Evangelista not named on the report fully with his first, last name and badge number? And they stated that there's no procedure and he doesn't have to. That was their response. So what we need to do to move forward is to hold the policymakers of Spartanburg County Sheriff's Department, because it's Henry McMaster, the governor, that has not done a doggone thing to even know about this issue. Or if he does, he washes his hand from it, and that's unacceptable.
Okay, start impeachment proceedings against him.
Yeah, so this is precisely why I wanted to reiterate that this is precisely why governors are not really appointed to black people. This is why they don't want
right.
that, because oversight for the whole state requires to treat everyone with their human rights, which is not a law, but it is
mm-hmm.
nice not to be killed just because you're black. And that's where
yeah.
we have to protect our black bodies. Black power.
Yes, ma'am. And always. And then also, too, I want to say this here, too. Came across Karen Bass, who is the current mayor of Los Angeles. And as we know, is that the Los Angeles Police Department is very, very notorious in killing our people as well, too. And Karen Bass, it came out here on social media talking about that she's going to do all these reforms of what happened to the gentleman, you know, who was the cousin to one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, who was tasered to death in the Pacific Division of the LAPD on the corner of Venice Boulevard Lincoln and Venice Boulevard. And I'm sure Dr. Bay is familiar with that area as well, too. Now, keep in mind is that in Los Angeles, they have to appoint commissioners, okay, of each.
Yeah. Keenan Anderson, right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. So therefore, it seems to me is that Karen Bass is once again, you know, doing the same thing that old Uncle Tom Bradley did, you know, allowing our people to be killed, is because we all know the case of Eula Love out there in Los Angeles, okay? And that was horrendous,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Okay. And she is stating that she's going to reform the LAPD. Now, let's be clear about something. See, they got a police commission who has more power than the mayor right there. The only thing that the mayor got the power to do right there is to appoint the commissioners. You see what I mean? And this is what Tom Bradley saying, you know, when they had beat Rodney King half to death. You see, talking about, oh, well, we ain't got nothing. We can't do nothing about it. This, that, there, the other, blah. You see, so what they first thing they need to do in the city of Los Angeles is get rid of those commissions. And then on top of it, how are you going to have a Metropolitan Police Department have an intelligence division? See, that's military. You see what I'm saying? That's military. An intelligence division. And then not to mention the fact that they had an officer who was one of their elites who came out there and told Maxine Waters and Julian Dixon, who was the congressman at the time, and Karen Bass became the congressman of Julian Dixon's seat when he had passed on, and that's how she, you know, set the platform of her becoming the mayor of Los Angeles, okay?
Yeah.
How are you going to have an intelligence division? Yes, ma'am. And then, of course, we all know about Christopher Dorner, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember Christopher Dorner? Yeah, remember. Yeah. Did you ever read his manifesto? And
that
they took it down off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they removed
yeah.
it as soon as possible. And they love to call these manifestos. They don't highlight them as much. And they try to decriminalize, especially if it's a white person. And this is where we have to have that narrative. Yeah, absolutely. It has to stop.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all part
and
of the
And then keep in mind... Yes, ma'am. And then keep in mind that Mr. Dorner was a Navy SEAL in the U.S. Navy, plus he was an officer, you see what I'm saying, so, which means he was college educated. The man was only 33 years old when he died. And when he wrote his manifesto, he said, this is going to be the last thing I'm writing, and he said goodbye to all his loved ones and what happened. Now, we as a people cannot be in a constant state of fear and always being concerned each time that we get pulled over by one of these SOBs, you know, am I going to make it home to my family? Is my family going to make it home to me? You see what I mean? You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that there as well, too, so when you get these Warnocks, Hadnocks, Tim Scott, Tom Bradley, Kamala Harris, and what have you, we got to turn our back on them, man. I hate to say it. They say it's because the most dangerous one now is these collaborators who are against us. They say, and I'm making it plain. And I'm making it plain that when you hear me tomorrow night on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and please call in, you know, 9 p.m. in the East. The number is 516-418-5996. Everybody get a chance to speak because that show is scheduled for 3 hours long. You know what I'm saying? Want the input from the community. But I'm going to be talking about that clown there in Buffalo, New York as well, too. Oh, well, I'm so sorry. You know, I wish I could take it back and all that. No, fool, you know what you was doing. You knew exactly what you was doing. You see what I'm saying? So why are we going to sit up here and listen to this diatribe? Now, the same thing with these clowns who murdered that man down there in Memphis, Tennessee. You see what I'm saying? I don't have no regard for them. You know what I'm saying?
Who was that? Who was murdered in Memphis?
Oh, Mr. Tyree Nichols.
Aside from Tyree, there were others that were, I think, tortured as well as by the same officers before they killed them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then these officers had some type of camaraderie amongst themselves on this. You see what I'm saying? And then they couldn't even face his mother when she came to court on it. And I've spoken to loved ones, my family. I've spoken to friends I've known all my life. I'm sure every brother, you know, is feeling, well, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? This is stressful. And it is. But you see, they hate us because they cannot be us. You see what I'm saying? That's what it is. You see what I mean?
Well, no one can deny black power. That's for sure.
Exactly.
No one can deny black power. Right now.
Yes, ma'am. And then you get all these individuals, man, who come up there with this all the illusion of inclusion and all this old type of stuff. Now they got our men up there feminized. I'm seeing up there on the cover of Ebony magazine, you know, what's his name? Jonathan Powers, I think. Movie actor. He's sitting up there with a pink dress on a pink couch. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, brothers. What it is that, man? And then just like what the brother was saying earlier, you see, because they
surprised that see him pose in that fashion?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
It's ran by the special alphabet community, which we love
ma'am.
But indoctrination is at hand. Again, that also reflects why our children are exposed to stuff like this on a regular basis when we don't have institutions to combat that, right?
Yeah,
so we need to help Dr.
Umar
Johnson. Yeah, pretty much we need to help Dr. Umar Johnson in opening up the FDMG school. That's something where for years to try to build a black institution, we need to do diligence to support the brother. And so we honor him. Yeah, for the work he'd done, but we really got to come together to open this school. So that's just a sidebar that I like our black family to be aware of, and let's really give power to all our people.
Yes, ma'am. And then also, too, I'm going to put it out there that our young men starting at about the age of 5 or 6 needs to take some type of self-defense courses. You see what I'm saying? And take it all the way up until they're the age of 21. So therefore, if you train our young men to defend themselves with discipline, with courtesy, dignity, and respect, that there's a 16-year course right there. So he will be at the ready, and if he keeps himself in shape, you know, he will stay in good shape up to about the time he's 50, 55 years old. And this will set the example for black boys, you know, to know that they're men. Women are not B-I-T-C-E-H's. They're not hoochie mamas. They're not, you know, hoes. But they are the original one. You see what I'm saying? Why do you think all these other ones trying to sit up there and copy her imagery? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly out there in Hollywood. And then, as you know, Dr. Bay, you know that place they got out there called Frederick's of Hollywood, you know, where all them creatures go out there from Beverly Hills and what have you, get implants and modifications and lip injections and all that. But one thing I'm happy to say, is that when that stuff start wearing off, boy, they be looking tore up from the floor, make you want to throw up. You know what I mean? And then on top of that as well, too, or that our youth need to be educated, you know, on our ancestors. You see what I'm saying? Instead of all these boys who went down there from Greece, renaming everything, and then, of course, you know what type of lifestyle that thing cut. Indulge in, you see what I mean? And then, of course, out there in Hollywood, they got their rituals that they go through. Look at Kanye West, you know, look at Rihanna. You see what I'm saying? Look at Michelle Nichols, who used to be on a TV series called Star Trek in the 1960s. Look at Diane Carroll, who used to be on a TV series called Julia in the 1960s. Plus, look what they did to Dr. Bill Cosby. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, most of that is what, again, powerful, no matter what position our people are in. We have to remember we are black first. And so
we should not
have a position. The other day, if you've heard Idris Elba, you know, and everyone knows most of his movies as well, but he's pretty much an A-list actor. And he just put a statement out the other day that he doesn't want to be considered to be a black actor. He just wants to be called an actor.
God.
And so
Lord
by saying that, you know that Idris Elba is from the UK. He's not even from the US, but he is a premier, as we see, a black actor in Hollywood. And so for him to put out that statement shows that we have lost the training for our men to and our women to know who they really are. As you said, self-appropriate.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Know what your purpose is.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
That's
absolutely.
Put that out there.
And this is the problem with the public educational school system, is because rather here, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Cleveland, Philadelphia, St. Louis, you see what I'm saying? Any of the major cities in the South, this is where our youth learns all these negative influences, cussing, gang activity, things of this nature right here. You see what I'm saying? So it's systemically done like this. And me and brother Paris, Shane Krumah, who's our co-executive producer at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, who is running for mayor of Denver right now. He had
we like to have him come back on the show and see how his campaign is going.
He's going through it. He's going through it. They definitely are against him. And I did tell him, you know, that I would be appearing here on tonight. And he said he will try to call in because it's cold out there and he's trying to help the homeless, you know what I'm saying? You know, giving them, you know, some blankets and some foot warmers and what have you. But he's definitely aware. And I did ask him, you know, to call in tonight. And he did say that he would do the best he can. And tomorrow night, you know, I will be hosting. And he said that he will come in tomorrow night as well, too. Yeah, that man is educated. That man has quite a story. And every Sunday, that brother is out there feeding the senior citizens in rain and snow and heat. Yes, sir.
We're going to do our best to come in and support you tomorrow. And we just enjoyed everything that you all have done tonight and all the great contributors to Black Power Radio. Over the history of, we got about 20 years of broadcasting out there, and you can pick it up and slam dunk it from any point, because you can jump from half court and do the slam dunk, or just shoot from the foul line and lay it off the glass, if you will. But we out there with Black Power Radio, and we love all that you do and all that you contribute, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, and Brother Black Lightning, and Brother National Chief of Staff, and all of those great ones that have come here tonight. To bring the resolution in Spartanburg, Queen Mother and her family, Queen Mother Beverly Reed and her family, Beverly Reese and her family, the Lane Reese family, and what they have done to their loved one is unjustifiable homicide. Excessive use of excessive force, excessive use of excessive deadly force is certainly a form of malfeasance and criminal neglect and abuse of power. Obstruction of justice, public deception, and about 10 more things we could probably think of if we really knew the whole case. So with that said, all agree, and the sheriff gave us a written statement tonight that he's dedicated to give us the right justice. They're waiting for an appeal from some crazy board, but he knows his officers are fucked up. So there ain't no doubt about where we are, what we're doing. And we're rolling on this shit. We ain't backing down from no clown. And we ain't afraid of no ghosts. And, hey, we're right here doing what we got to do. And we love y'all so much here at Black Power Radio. And we said it was all that's been said tonight.
Absolutely.
Anybody got a prayer for us? If not,
You already know what's coming. That's right. Anybody got a prayer for us?
All power to the people. I wanted to just to quickly, what we didn't have time to do today, go down the Spartanburg City Council, and I just want to name them right quick before we close out. The mayor, who is Jerome Rice, is the one that we have to question and send documents as far as what is their procedure. So Jerome Rice and Ruth Littlejohn, who's District 3. Then we have Erica Brown, District 6. Janie Sally, District 5. Jamie Fuller, District 4. Rob Rain, District 2. And Megan Smith, District 1. So this is the council that makes up the city of Spartanburg. I want us, Black family, to keep these names in mind and continue to support Black Power Radio and all that we do. So we thank you again for joining us, and we love to see you next week where we'll be talking the updates of reparations. Have a great night.
Oh, absolutely.
And stay proud.
Y'all have a blessed evening. Thank you so much. All that's been said, all we can
say,
you know, our great, our superhero, Marvin Gaye, said the best. And
black,
we know he was also one of, a strong black activist. So I am what?
A black revolutionary.
That's revolutionary.
All right.
Black power.
And I'm
black
not a happy
power.
Slave.
Always.
Black power.
And a
always.
Strong black military.
Always.
Black that goddamn call. Black power. Black power. Salaam alaikum.
Black power.
Black
always.
Power, black power. Black power. Black Power Radio, assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power and a strong black military to Black Our Call. We did an honorable gesture in Spartanburg, and we hope you'll do the same in your township. Whatever your geographical location is on earth, we hope that you'll be blessed.
I mean,
power to the people.